Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Detroit Pistons and the Toronto Raptors. Detroit comes in with a record of 16-57. Toronto is 35-38 on the year. Over their last 10, Detroit 1-9 have lost 4 in a row, while Toronto 4-6 have lost 2 straight. Here are the numbers. Detroit averages 110.8 per game and surrenders 118.6, while Toronto scores 112.9 and surrenders 112.2. Turnovers, 14.4 by the Pistons, 11.9 per game by the Raptors. Toronto is 45.7% from the field, while Detroit is 45.4%. Three-point shooting, 35.2% for the Pistons, 34%, there we are, for the Toronto Raptors. So Detroit, about a 1% advantage in the three-point shooting department. As far as free throw shooting is concerned, 78.3% for the Raptors, 76.9% for the Pistons. And Detroit gets 39.9 points per game from its bench, while the Raptors get just 27.6 points per game from their second squad. This is the fourth time this year these two teams are playing. The Raptors won the first three games. Toronto is at home this time, and Gary Trent Jr., Precious Achiuwa, both doubtful, while Detroit's Isaiah Stewart is out. And as for a prediction in this one, I don't like either of these teams, but the Raptors obviously a lot better than the Pistons, so I'm going with Toronto at home, but both of these teams are not that interesting as far as I'm concerned, but maybe they're a little more interesting from the betting angles, which we'll be doing next, as that wraps up our on-court look of Detroit and Toronto. But now it's time to look at the betting angles in this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Detroit Pistons and the Toronto Raptors. The lines are currently open and it favors the Toronto Raptors at home, sitting at 12.5 in the spread with the over-under of 226.5. Now, when we look at these two teams in the offensive end, right now the Toronto Raptors are currently ranked 21st overall, averaging 112.9 points a game, while Detroit right now is currently ranked 28th, averaging 110.8 points a game. They're also second to last when it comes to points allowed per game, right now sitting an average averaging around 118.6 points a game. Now, Toronto, on the other hand, is very opposite of Detroit right now. They're currently in the top 10 when it comes to points allowed per game. They're averaging and allowing 112.2 points. Now, if you add this all up right now, you're looking at the under. However, I would consider taking the over in this game. When these two teams play against each other, they actually trend towards the over. Now, if you look at it, their last 31 matchups in Toronto alone, the over has been favored 22-8-1. So I would definitely lean and take the over in this game. One player I definitely like it of late and I want to take the over on right now is Fred VanVleet. Right now is sitting at 21.5. Now look, he didn't play against Detroit last time they played him, and I know his last 10 games he's been averaging just around that same amount, 21.5, but look, he's coming off of a 28-point, 11-assist game against Indiana. I think he's slowly getting back in his rhythm, and I think he's stepping up more and more in his scoring game, so I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Fred VanVleet. I also would take the over on his assist numbers right now. It's currently sitting at 7.5. Now, it might go up a little bit, but I like that right now. Like I said, he's just coming off of 11 assist game, and his last 10 games have been averaging 9.2. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the assist for Fred VanVleet. Now, another player I'm definitely liking is Pascal Siakam when it comes to the points. It's sitting at 24.5. Now, look, last time he played against Detroit, he had 29 points. So I'll definitely lean towards the over in the points for Pascal Siakam in this one. Now, when it comes to this spread, though, I'm actually going to lean towards Detroit. The reason why, if you look at their last nine matchups, Detroit's been 9-0 against the spread. I think this is a little bit too high for Toronto here. I think if it was a little bit shorter, maybe I would lean towards Toronto, but 12.5 is just too high right now. So I would definitely lean towards Detroit in the spread here, and I would take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Detroit Pistons and the Toronto Raptors. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.